Today, well, let's discuss the topic. It's a modern shaila. It's a shaila that has very few sources in the traditional Jewish responsive literature. Topic is wearing a watch on Shabbos. Are you allowed to wear a watch in a place in the Rishus Haram? This week's parasha, one of the major topics of this week's parasha, besides the repetition of the Mishkan, only one parasha, right? Only by Yaakov this week?
Yeah.
Only one parasha, Shkolim. Is by Yitzav Moshe, they were asked to give donations. This is something which never happened before, never will happen again. By Yitzav Moshe, Vayiruko B'machane, Leimu Ish, V'isha, Al Yas Oid Melocha, L'tuma Sakkoidesh. Don't, no more donations. No more donations. Daivos, everyone should stop bringing donations to the Beis HaMikdash. You hear such an institution, they'll tell you we have enough money. Unbelievable, enough money. Al Yasu Oid Melocha L'Tumas HaKodesh. I think we're very machmer today. That's why. Because we want to be machmer. So we don't bring to be machmer, to fulfill what it says in this pasuk.
By you, not only over there, he was single bound.
The people stopped reading. From this pasuk, we learn one of the most basic principles of Shabbos. And that is Chaitza Merishus Lirishus. Okay, what do we learn? I'll read you what it says in Chazal. The Gemara says, Vayitzav Moshe Vayikol Machne Lema Ish Ish Al Yasu Oid Melocha L'Tumas HaKodesh Vayikol Amehavi Mikan Lamdu Shehaboha Merishusoi Shal Kol Echad V'Echad Shurishus HaYachid. If you take property, if you take possessions from your own private dwelling and you bring it Lirishusoi Shal Moshe to Machne Leviya, which was a Rishus HaRabim, you go Merishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, you either on the loisat say al yetsay ish mimikoymoi bayoim al yasu oid melocha lechumas hamishkan al yetsay ish mimikoymoi. That's traveling. From this pasuk, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Tzadi Vav learns out is the makor for the prohibition of hoitza. You're not allowed to go from a rishus hayochid to a rishus horabim. And Tosfos says, what about tachnasa? The prohibition in the Torah is only from, it's a one-way iser, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. What about going from a Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYachid? Tosfos says, Svaruhu, Mali Hoitza, Mali Hachnasa. Nowhere does it say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to go from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. Nowhere. Only thing that it says in this parasha, you can't go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but we know that you're not allowed to go vice versa because it's a svara. It's the same idea. You're going from one Rishus that's shared by a Rabim to a Rishus that's owned by an individual. Okay, so this is the opening halacha, and there's a lot of different examples, different shailas when it comes to Hoitza v'Hachnasa in a Rishus where there is, in an area where there is no Eruv in the modern world. You go to a community where you have no Eruv, let's not get into any politics. It's the last thing we want to do, but in a situation where there is no Erev, and you're not allowed to carry. That's a Dover Pasha, you're not allowed to carry. What about wearing a watch? The wearing of a watch is something that did not exist in ancient times. I don't know when it started, but it did not. But it's a relatively recent thing.
Watch is only a few hundred years.
Okay, and when they had watches, people would keep it in their vest pockets. They kept the watch, you have a pocket watch. And then when things got a little more sophisticated, they added a chain to the pocket watch. So the pocket watch was attached to a chain. And then became a new thing, relatively very recently, where you take this timepiece and you wrap it around your arm. It's a new thing. It has really very little makar in the traditional rabbinic literature. Are you allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos? Wearing a regular watch is discussed extensively if you're allowed to wear a regular watch. And today you have to realize that these questions are becoming super complex because the new trend in technology is called wearables. They have the iWatch. The iWatch is only in its incipient stage, but they predict that these, that technology, the future of technology, is going to be in what they call wearables. Only a couple of years, every time you buy a shirt, you buy a tie, everything you wear is going to have embedded in your clothing in technology. You're going to have technology. Okay, the iWatches now, they constantly monitor your pulse. Some of the better ones, they monitor your pulse. And they can detect your sweat. And they say eventually it's get to a point where you'll be wearing a device, it will be able to detect your state of health. And the onset of any type of illness, it will be detectable, and right away you'll be alerted. And for all you know, you'll be walking around in the street and someone will tap you on the shoulder. We're here to take you to the hospital. We've received an alert from your iWatch that you're about to have a heart attack. And therefore, we're taking you in right now. Prevent. It's not a joke. This is really...
The refrigerators that call repairman
before
no.
So that's where it's really going. So wearables is really, these shilas of wearing the watch is only really the beginning of the shilas that are going to be presented in the near future. Now, what is the halacha? Are you allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos in an area where there is no Rishus HaRabim? So I'll just go, let's work backwards. The bottom line is, basically, Me'ikar HaDin, yes. Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that wearing a watch is no different than wearing a shirt. It's a levush, it's a malbush. Rav Moshe's chiddush is a very big chiddush, Rav Moshe says. None of the poskim follow his line of reasoning. They matter for other reasons, which we'll come to in a moment, and their reasons are much, much more limited than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds that a watch, the fact that it goes around your body, is called a malbush. It's a malbush. It's no different than Rav Moshe's raya is wearing a ring. In the Mishnah, kufflings is a tachshit. Kufflings is a worse lachar. Kufflings lachar is not a lavush. Kufflings does not wrap around your body. Kufflings do not wrap around your body. Kufflings are a tachshit. We're going to come to that in a moment. We're going to come to that. I just want to work backwards because everyone always wants to know what's the bottom line. Rav Moshe holds that wearing a watch, a regular wristwatch is like wearing a shirt. It's like wearing a pair of pants. It's like wearing a hat. It covers the body and goes all the way around. It's called the levush, and therefore there is no restriction. Even if the watch is as ugly as sin, it's okay. Even if it's worthless, so you couldn't get on eBay even one penny. If you are wearing it around your body, even if it's not working, that's what I think comes out according to Amosh, even if it's not functional, if you're wearing it around your body, it's called a malbush. If you're wearing a shirt on Shabbos that stinks and it's ugly,
once it doesn't work,
it doesn't matter. Let me give you an example. If you are wearing...
Hold that, if that's the head,
we're going to come. That's Narav Moshe. That's Narav Moshe. Let me give you an example. If you're wearing a t-shirt on Shabbos that smells and is offensive, use your imagination, what it says, okay? Whatever the shirt, you have some t-shirt, there's some offensive printed words on the t-shirt, and you walk in the street on Shabbos, are you chai fechil Shabbos, wearing chil? Why not? It's disgusting, it's offensive what you're wearing. So you should take it off. No, it's a shirt. The bottom line is, this is my malbush. It's maybe what I'm doing is not nice, it's unethical, it's this, it's that, but as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned, a shirt is a shirt. It's called a malbush. You can't hold me accountable. If you are wearing a watch, even if I'm not mistaken, even if it's not working, and even if the watch is not a piece of value, it's not nothing to take pride in, no one's going to go and try to steal it. It's not worth any money. It's still called a malbush. This is a very big chiddush from Rav Moshe Feinstein. His raya comes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to wear a ring on Shabbos, even a signet ring, a ring that you use for business. You use for business on Shabbos, you take it out on Shabbos in the street, you're potter, you're not chayef. Why? Because since the ring is completely enveloped, completely surrounds your finger, it's one on your finger, it's a malbush. Even though the ring is for business purposes, I use the ring to
signature.
A signature on deeds. Okay, It should not be worn. It's not Shabbistic. But you can't hold a person accountable. It might be muksa, maybe it's muksa, but to go tell me you are machal Shabbos, violating what it says in this week's parasha of al yetsa ish of the pasuk over here by Yitzav Moshe, not to carry. No, it's a malbush. So just like a ring is not cool till Shabbos because it's a malbush, so to a watch is a malbush. That's the key word. Now the reason why this is not so simple. Come on, all of the gedolei apayskin, they don't say this. They don't work with this svar. It appears they don't want to add more than what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a ring, and they're not so quick to say that other types of objects that you wear are also called malbushin. It's a heter from Rav Moshe. It's a chiddush neira. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says the same exact thing. But the traditional poskim never use the word malbush. And they look at it, and it would be very big nafkaminas. And I told you, we're coming to a generation where wearables are the big new thing in technology. Clothing are going to be able to do all these new things. And in these clothing, there are going to be gadgets, electronical gadgets that are going to be doing things. And these are going to be shilas of wearables. And the question is it called the malbush? Malbush, you have the heter of Rav Moshe. If you don't want to come on to Rav Moshe, then we have to go on a whole different line of reasoning. And that is the sort of discussion of a takshit. An ornament. If you're allowed on Shabbos to wear jewelry, not only is a woman allowed to wear jewelry, men are allowed to wear jewelry. You're allowed to wear anything that is called a tachshit. You can wear. Provided that, now when it comes to jewelry, already the rules are very, very limited. What are the conditions of jewelry? Number one, it has to be a piece of jewelry that we're not afraid is going to fall off. If it's loosely attached to your body, then there's a real concern it's going to fall off, then you're not allowed to wear a piece of jewelry. Number two, it's a type of jewelry where you're not going to be embarrassed of. Sometimes you wear a piece of jewelry and people, they give you and they look, what in the world are you wearing? What in the world is that? And if you get stares, then you'll be embarrassed. You'll come to take it off and put it in your pocket. So jewelry, got to be very careful. Number three, and sometimes you'll take it off to make someone jealous, to show someone. You'll walk around with a beautiful, beautiful jewelry, and you'll see your neighbor, wow, what do you have there? What did your husband buy you? Oh, you're jealous? Let me make you more jealous. And you take off the pin. Look how beautiful. Before you realize, you find yourself walking with it and showing the other person. So you want to go show. So once you get into the category of jewelry, you're in trouble. For three reasons. Number one, is this piece of jewelry going to fall off accidentally? How, if you put on a pin, is the pin really attached well? Is it going to fall off? If you have a watch, is the watch going to fall off? Okay, after will it fall off? So watches are pretty good. Watches are not going to fall off. What? No, we have a men's jewelry, a women's jewelry. That we're not getting into. Jewelry, you have three problems. Will the jewelry fall off? Number one. Number two, will you ever be embarrassed? Is there a possibility you will go to a place where, in this community, you don't wear this type of jewelry? This is only for the high society. If you put this on in this community, they're going to look at you like, come on, what are you doing over here? You'll be embarrassed, you'll take it off. Number three, is there a concern that people will enjoy what you're wearing to a degree where you will deliberately take it off and show it to someone and therefore inadvertently come to carry in the Rishos Sarab? Okay, next major issue. So you have a piece of jewelry that also serves as a function. It's not just jewelry. For example, a watch. What is the purpose of a watch? Is a watch really jewelry? Or a watch is an object that serves a purpose. It serves a purpose. Now, the proof is there are people who have watches that are not worth a penny. They're not worth one cent. But I need it just for practical reasons. I need to know what time it is. I need to know what time is mincha. I'm going for a walk. I need to know when I need to get back to go down the mincha. So even though the watch, I couldn't fetch a penny on eBay for my watch, but it serves a purpose. So you can't deny the fact that a functioning watch is a masoi. It is an object which serves a purpose, and it's a burden. So here's the problem. But in addition to it being a burden, and you have to remember now, we're not discussing malbush. You'll tell me, well, I've taken an object. It's hard to separate ourselves from the concept of malbush because we're really brainwashed from Rav Moshe that it's mutter. But not all the gedolim will hold that taking an object and wearing it as a garment permits you to carry on Shabbos. So let's put aside the fact that you're wearing it, a malbush. Let's ignore the hetter from Rav Moshe. Let's focus on the fact that it's a tachshit. It's a beautiful object. But let's say it's not a beautiful object, then clearly it would be awesome. Then in the Chanami, there are many gedolim that say that if this watch that you're wearing is something which is of no value, and the only reason why you're wearing this 25-cent watch is just to tell the time. You bought one of those machines outside the supermarket, a 25-cent watch, and the only reason why you're wearing it is you're wearing it to tell time. That's a masoi. That's an object. So you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Now, let's say the watch is expensive. Oh, this is a fancy car. Then it's both. Here's the big problem. Here is the major, major issue. You can't deny that it's both. It's a tachshit, and it's also a masoi. What is the ikur? So this is a sugya in Yerushalmi. I'm going to read you the sugya Yerushalmi. This is a big machlokes when you have an object which is both a tachshit and a masoi. What becomes the ikur? What becomes the tefillah? If you're wearing cufflinks, you don't got a problem because cufflinks are 100% a tachshit. It's a tachshit, that's what it is. If you're wearing a necklace, it's a tachshit. But when the necklace is not just a tachshit, it's also there to tell time. Oh, so what is the ikur? What is the tafel? Do you even have a right to make that determination? In my mind, I only need this for the tachshit. I don't care the fact that it tells them time. There's a big clock in the street. I can look up and I can say, look at the church. I can see what time it is. I don't have a problem with time. It's all part of the malchut. It's a functional thing to keep the clothes. So it's even better then. It's mamish a tuffle. It's even better. It's mamish a chelik of the shirt. It's mamish a malmish. You don't need to come on to Rav Moshe. It's mamish the malmish. Okay, so let me read you your shalom. Okay. Yeah.
So that was a good problem with it. Remember, you used to have the tie clips.
Yes.
And it was made.
Okay. So let me discuss this. So the earliest makar for this sugya. Okay. Remember the watch. The way we wear a timepiece today is a brand new shayla. It's only 100 years old. This shayla. The earliest makar is a Yerushalmi. Everyone, you cannot learn the sugya of wearing a watch on Shabbos without learning the sugya of the Yerushalmi to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. Let me read you the words. It's a critical words. Kasa, here's the case. It was a Ma'is Shahaya, Nashmi Ena, Min Hada. The Gemara is a sugya is a Masoi, Vigam Tachshit. The Gemara has a sugya, Kosav, Kosav. But here's the Gemara. So, b'chayfetz shehu dam masoi v'gam tachshit. Here's the words of the Gemara. Nashmi ona min hada. These are the words of the Yerushalmi. Let us derive the permissibility of wearing on Shabbos an object which is both a burden and an ornament. B'vasacha serves two functions from the following story. What's the story? Rabbi Gamliel b'ribi. Rabbi Gamliel the Great. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken Yorad Litayel Besoch Chatzero B'Shabbos. He went for a stroll in his courtyard. He did not even go into the street. He was walking inside a courtyard in a Rishus Hayochid on Shabbos. Umafteach Shel Zohav B'Yodo. And he had wrapped around his finger a gold key. Now, keys you don't make out of gold. No one's going to waste money carrying a gold key on Shabbos. It doesn't exist. But he went to the locksmith, and he had custom made a gold key. Why? Because to carry a key on Shabbos, you're not allowed. Now, why not? It's a courtyard. It's a Rishus HaYachid. So it appears he's afraid, this is the next Gzeira, that you're not even allowed to carry a key in the courtyard because he may go with the key. Well, that's all part of the discussion. He may go with the key into the Rishus HaRabin. Okay, well, let's hold back on that for a moment. But he went, he went to the locks and they made the key into gold. Oh, now it's gold. It's a tachshit. But it's also a masoi because it also opens the door. Now, in this case, a little bit worse. Because since it's a tachshit, it's an ornament, now he'll have the Yetzirah to take it into the street. Because when you go into the street, you're allowed to go out into the street with a tachshit. If he only was carrying a key, it appears from the Gemara, he can carry a key in the courtyard. Because in the courtyard, he knows you can't go carry outside, you can't go carry outside into the street with a key. But now that I have in my hand a key, which is also a tachshit, so now I have the desire, I will make the mistake and think it's a tachshit, it's an ornament. Same way I'm wearing a tie, I'm wearing a pin, I'm wearing cufflinks, I also can take my gold key that's wrapped around my finger into the street. So what happened? Umavteach shel zo biyado v'go'aru bo chaveirov. And his friend shouted at him, "How dare you? You're a mechal Shabbos. You're mechal Shabbos by going in the street with a key made from gold. Mishum tachshit." Now the Gemara there said, the Gemara goes further, Hado Amra. Now the Gemara then says, that was the end of the story, period. End of the story. Ma'isa shahoy, that's the whole sugya. And from that evolved a library of shilas and shulas about wearing things on Shabbos. He went and he had a gold key walking and they screamed at him, "How dare you?" The Yerushalmi says, Hado Amra. From here we can learn, Yerushalmi speaking now from this Maisa, He'osui l'shem tachshit osur. From here we...
Really a tachshit. You made it out of a tachshit because you made it in gold.
So it's... Oh, okay. That's all part of the big mystery of how to... There are many ways to learn the words of this Yerushalmi, and that all trickles down to halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. But this is the start I'm talking about. The starting point to this question of wearing a watch, which is inherently both. It is a masui, it is a functional timepiece, it does a function, which is a masui, and mitzad sheni, it's a tachshit. And we're not going to work now, at this moment, with a heter from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it's a lavush, because wearing the key was not a lavush. It seems that it wasn't wrapped around his entire finger. Maybe it was, then maybe that's why some chalik Rav Moshe, let's just see what it says. So the Gemara says, Hado Amra, he'asui l'shem tachshit, Osur. If you have something that is a tachshit and it's not a lavush, it's just loosely attached to you like he was holding it in his hand, you're not allowed to go even in a courtyard, because you may go from the courtyard into the Rishus HaRabim. Hadom Rab, but other people said in the Gemara, Osui lekach u lekach, it's also osur.
What about the bar with the sword? You allowed to wear a sword?
That's a lavush. That's a malbush. That's a diyas. That's another sugya. It's a tach. It's also a tachshit. But it's a, okay, you're right. It's another point of discussion. You're right. Let's. But I don't know how he doesn't talk about it over here. I'm telling you over here from the Yoni Parsha. Okay, but
the, I'll tell you why I bring it up.
Oh, we're running out of time. Yeah.
The original wristwatch.
Yeah.
Was worn by women until 1880, where the army people needed it to coordinate their activities.
So they also wore wristwatches.
It's very hard to put in your pocket, so they invented the wristwatch.
Not worse than a sword. Okay, one of the big mysteries is when it says in the Yerushalmi, look at these words, these are the key words which everything revolves around. Hado Amra, also lekach u lekach, is also. What does it mean, lekach u lekach? Simply means, if you have an object which is both a masoi and a tachshit, the fact that they shouted at him reveals you are not the one to decide what is the ik or what is the tofel. The fact that this thing also serves as a masoi automatically overrides the fact that it's a tachshon and it becomes asa. But guess what? Not everyone agrees to that interpretation. Some want to learn over here, also lekach lekach means for males and females. Because this type of tachshit was made that only a type of ornament that's used for both males and females is osur. It's a whole different interpretation of the Gemara, and then the Gemara is not discussing something which indeed was both. Okay, we're out of time, but basically there's the Yerushalmi, there's the Karban Eda, there are many commentators that want to extract what exactly this is. I just want to point out that this is the, we do have a very solid Makar. The bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. I'll read you the word, leave with that. Read the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simon Shin Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Dover Ha'asui. letachshit ulehishtamesh bo. Okay, going back to the Yerushalmi, we're learning it now. The first of this lekach ulekach kegoin, for example, maftechos naoshel kesef kimin tachshit, keys which are beautiful out of silver kimin tachshit. Osur, the Yerushalmi, face value shecharoya oimer. Why is it not? It's not an isur deraisa. So here's where the mechaber says something very fascinating. Marisayin, when they shouted at him, they did not shout at him that you're doing an isur deraisa. So it's really mutter. It's only marisayin. People are going to say you're only doing it for the main reason of using it as a tashmish. Then the Mechaber says a second opinion, a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi. The Yesh Matirim Hu Shel Kesef. No, if it's beautiful, it's mutter. And when it says in the Gemara Lekach Lekach, it's not referring to an object which is both. If it's both, it's mutter. There was because of another interpretation of men and women, a whole new interpretation which is not for now. And then the Ramah is even more makel. The Ramah says Hagom Mikol Mokom Also Lot Says Petik Shel Badin. In the case, in the topic, and then he goes on. He goes even more lenient, even if it's not beautiful, even if as long as it's permanently attached to your clothing, even the whole new leniency.
Pin.
A pin, it's not, it's just attached. You have, it's attached, but a watch is not like that. A watch is not attached to your body, it's not attached to your clothing. A watch goes around your arm, so the watch is not so good.
It's, yeah, but they used to have the watches that were attached.
Okay. If it's attached, it's kavua, it's attached permanently, it's not moving around. It's the Mishnah Berurah and the Long Ver Halacha has a very extensive discussion about a pocket watch attached on a chain, and he quotes here what there was one big gadol. Mishnah Berurah doesn't even mention it by name, and he says he brings out who exactly he was, and he says he was a matir. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Ver Halacha and all the gadoli apoyskim strongly disagree, and basically even the one that was matir, he laid the sefiyam he had harata, and basically cannot. Everyone is of the opinion on Shabbos in the place where there is no Erev, you are not allowed to carry a pocket watch. A pocket watch is also, even if you have a gold chain, even if you have the most expensive gold chain, it's attached, not in your pocket. It's attached on a chain into the pocket. That is clearly also. Because the ikar is, it's a masoi, just because the chain is the tofel, it's put in your pocket, even if you have it exposed, that's not called a tachshit. A tachshit has to at least be mamish, at least be permanently part of the garment, not hanging loose on a chain. And then when it gets into watches, we have here a big machlekes apoyskim. If you're allowed to wear a wristwatch, if you don't take use of a Moshe's heter, the best thing is if it's an expensive watch, and the proof is you'll even wear it when it's not working. If this watch to you is so beautiful, so choshev, the litmus test is that you wear it, it's a tachshit, ad kadei kach, that if it's not working, the battery died, or it broke, I'll still wear it on Shabbos, then l'chol hadeis you can wear it. Then it's certainly called a tachshit. But if you're only going to wear it, if it's a beautiful watch, and you're only going to wear it when it's working, when it's functional, and you're not going to wear it when it's not functional, then already you have to step back, that it's not necessarily the best thing to be doing. And alachas kam v'kama, if the watch is ugly as sin, and you bought it with a bubble gum, then it's not a good idea to wear on Shabbos. Rav Moshe comes to the rescue, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that it's a lavush, you can wear it. But even Rav Moshe that says that it's mutter me'ikar hadin l'chatchil to wear it, he advised his Talmidim that a Yorei Shemayim should not wear a watch on Shabbos. Because you come, it's a slippery slope. So this is pretty much the Yerushalmi. These are the issues. Shulchan Aruch, Ma'alam Moshe. Okay.